there's no mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song and I'll be there by your side.
Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and for this week's episode, I wanted to revisit Aaron's concert last year at Texas Christian University. It's crazy that it's already been 1 year since that concert, and 1 year since we first heard Aaron perform Christmas songs at a concert. Something we have been hoping for such a long time. And this trip to Texas, it was so sporadic, such a whirlwind, but one of my favorite things that my husband and I got to do last year. And as someone who thrives on being a planner and always knowing what's coming, it was fun to be spontaneous and have this quick trip. We got to the campus super early because we weren't totally sure where we were going for the tree lighting, and apparently the event always draws a huge crowd. So we were in the quad area where they were setting up for the concert. Like, they were setting up drink stations and lights, and the huge tree was there, and they were setting up the stage and all the microphones and the sound was being tested and all of that. And so we just sat down in the area, we hung out for a while, and I remember my husband, he wanted to leave and go for a walk. And I was like, no, I'm staying here in case Aaron shows up for sound check. And no sooner did my husband leave to go on said walk, I heard someone from the stage say something. And then there was a familiar, oh, hi, response. And there was Aaron in a signature Aaron outfit, the ripped jeans, a hoodie, a puffer vest, his New Balance sneakers, and a pencil tucked behind his ear. And I called my husband and told him to come back because Aaron was on stage. And while Aaron and his pianist started rehearsing, when he started singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I could not stop smiling. There was this girl next to me, and I remember she and I just like made eye contact at this moment, like, oh my God. And then she told me later that she found out about the tree lighting and she delayed her flight back to Arizona. Like, she was supposed to leave that day. Found out about this and was like, nope, and pushed it back. Like, the things we do for Tveit. But hearing that sound check of that Christmas song, it just solidified that we would be getting to hear Christmas music, and the excitement level rose tremendously. But one of the wildest moments of the night happened before Aaron got on stage. They had different entrances to get in around the quad. Like, I know I said my husband and I were already in, but about 10 minutes into sound check, the security realized people were still in there, and they were like, you got to go. We got to sweep the area. We got to make it safe. So they kicked us out, and there were so many entrances around the perimeter of this space. And so we were waiting at one of the entrances, and security was checking bags and such. And then when they let us in, the group that I was with, we started just walking in and taking in the surroundings. Like, it was dark at this point, lights were on, it was beautiful. And then across on the other side of the quad, they let in the college kids. And oh my God, it was like a scene out of a movie, with this massive crowd of people running through the gates, screaming. They were sprinting toward the stage. So we started running too, to get a good spot. It was wild, but also so exciting to see such a huge group so excited to see Aaron perform. And at this point, we didn't know that Aaron had taught a masterclass to the musical theater department the night before. So that whole massive group running in was mostly musical theater majors who had just spent the last night learning from the Tony Award winner himself. And what an incredible experience that must have been. And it wasn't enough to know that Aaron would be singing Christmas songs, but he came on stage wearing a very Prince James-esque sweater, and that was everything. It really set the stage for the holiday evening. And looking at the program that they had posted for the concert, the way it was structured, it said concert, tree lighting, concert. So I went into it believing that Aaron would be performing in just one of those segments, and then it would be somebody else. So it was a pleasant surprise when he was performing in both concert segments. He just took like his intermission for the tree lighting. And this concert and the tree lighting, it was also live streamed. So it was funny to get messages from friends watching it saying they saw us on the live stream throughout the show. And I truly love the way that Aaron structures his concerts. Like, his ability to mix in stories with his songs just elevates the impact of the songs that he performs. Like, there's such purpose behind what he sings. It's incredible. And after he opened with What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, the first Christmas song he performed was Jingle Bell Rock. He was so interactive with the audience, and he had everyone singing along with him.
Time, it's the right time.
That's right.
Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go riding in a one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle and a jingling beat. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock.
And so many of Aaron's concerts have included his story about how he got his first job on the Rent National Tour after participating in a mock audition during a masterclass. And that story hit differently this time at TCU because not only had Aaron just taught a masterclass himself, but the pianist who accompanied him, Dave, was the one who taught the masterclass at Ithaca that ultimately changed Aaron's life.
And I also, you know, I talked a little bit about how 20 years ago I was a theater student at Ithaca College in upstate New York. And actually, it's very, through a kind of crazy set of circumstances, one being that Dave, right here, was teaching a master class at my college. And I ended up singing a couple songs for like a mock Rent audition, and that actually led to me somehow getting the job because Dave said he was going to call me if anything opened up, and I was like, yeah, sure, dude, yeah, whatever. And turns out he did. So actually, just about 20 years ago, I was a college student, and this person kind of walked into that room and ultimately changed my life. So,
I mean, such a full circle moment and such an incredible experience to be able to put a face to the person that Aaron has talked about so many times in past concerts when he talks about Rent. But at TCU, he sang One Song Glory and Without You, and it seemed like the entire crowd went silent as he performed Without You. Every time he performs it, it takes audiences' breath away. It's
Without You. Without you, the hand gropes, the ear hears, the pulse beats. Without you, the eyes gaze, the legs walk, the lungs breathe, mind shows.
Other Christmas songs that Aaron performed included Silver Bells, The Christmas Song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and Let It Snow. And he, of course, had little anecdotes to share before he performed each one, specifically I'll Be Home for Christmas, where he talked about the holidays as a performer and how that's the busiest time of the year and it often keeps performers away from home for the holidays. And he talked about how lucky he feels to not be far from the city so that he can get home to see his family. But during Let It Snow, he was adorable. This was the first song he sang to kick off the second part of his concert after the tree lighting. And while he was performing it, snow, aka soap bubbles, started blowing out into the audience, and Aaron stepped all the way to the edge of the stage to put his hand in front of the blower and feel the bubbles, and kept looking out at the audience, just taking it all in. When he started talking about Schmigadoon, he seemed genuinely surprised by the amount of applause he received from the college students. But he talked about his auditions and the way that the seasons of the show honor musicals, and then he transformed into Danny Bailey for You Can't Tame Me and switched over to Topher for Doorway to Where. And it's funny because I heard from so many after the concert that the live stream cut away from Aaron just as he was getting ready to do the Camels Make Love in the Desert dance. And people watching the live stream were so upset. Like, TCU missed the memo that that is such an anticipated dance moment in his concerts. And it always amazes me how he shifts into character for those two songs when he performs them, and because it adds so much to the performances. And for this concert, he didn't do the last song Fake Out where and then come back for the encore. Like, he stayed on stage, he said he was going to sing a song from Moulin Rouge, and all the college students started cheering for Roxanne. And while that would have been absolutely epic, it didn't happen. But instead, we were treated to Aaron's rendition of Your Song, the version that he likes in the key that he likes.
You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
This TCU concert remains a favorite memory of 2023. The outdoor setting, the holiday vibes, the Christmas music performed by Aaron, and just Aaron himself. I hope he performs some Christmas songs at his upcoming concert in Groton, since it will take place just a few days before Christmas. Like, that would be the perfect way to wrap up the incredible year that has been 2024. Thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. For more Aaron content, follow along on Instagram at @tivating_patiently and on TikTok at @tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 107.